When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question. I got to go to dinner with my lovely wife the other night. And I witnessed something at the restaurant that I've never seen before. And I want to know if anyone else has seen it or even done this thing.
Oh, gosh.
Where okay. did you go? Like, what kind of restaurant? Was it fancy? Yeah. Was it casual?
It was. Should I just say it? I think I could say it.
Did you go to your cool place that you go?
I don't know.
There's only one restaurant that you go to that I'd want to go to.
What's that?
Sierra.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. It wasn't there. No. Okay. We went to... I think you'll like this one. We went to Crinelli's, the Italian place that we went there one time. Do you remember
that? Yeah, we took that girl who wanted to be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
She was really awesome. We hired her.
Yeah. God, great question.
God, she was really fun and good on the show.
Yeah.
I wonder what she's doing now.
Do you want to call her up?
Yeah, hold on.
What are you...
pretending to call her up.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we went there and we ate. And
by the way, shout out to Crinelli's.
It's awesome. Delicious.
Where is this?
It's weirdly, it feels like it can't be good food. Like we knew,
strip mall?
We looked it up. Not really a strip, kind
no,
of
it's
a strip
like
mall.
Underneath apartments, right?
Yeah.
It's like mm-hmm. on the base in like offices.
Kind of down by County Line Road, kind of tucked in behind Park Meadows Mall.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to say this. You walk in. This is terrible for Aaron. As a celiac, but you walk in, they're like, first time here? And you're like, yeah. And then, boom, garlic knots. And you're like, oh,
they look
the
amazing.
What?
Yeah.
What the?
Oh, Erin licked one of those.
Oh, she did. I think she chewed a little, spit it out, did the little baby bird.
Yep. Not into
she spit it into
mouth.
My mouth,
no.
I believe.
That's what scared off that other candidate.
I wonder, can I just have one more tangent on this?
Oh my
do
gosh.
Other celiacs do what Aaron does? Because it's the weirdest damn thing where it's like, I really gotta try it. Like,
it's only every once in a while.
I've seen you do it more than once, and I haven't been that here that long.
It's such a weird.
I want to know what it tastes like. I get it. I would be deprived too.
Anyway, Crinelli's.
Yes, dope. Love them. Awesome. So we're eating. It was my wife's first time there, and so we're all excited. We're sitting and eating, and the table next to us they were ahead of us, so they were done like right when we got there. They were kind of wrapping up, and I heard them talking to each other, and they mentioned like, I wish I wouldn't say the name because it. They were like, the chicken. I don't even remember what they ordered, but they're like, the chicken was a little dry. I heard them talking to each other.
Okay.
And then when the server...
I just want to say this, one more interruption. The woman who's always just kind of eclectic and walking around there, she's one of the owners, I believe, right?
I think so, yeah.
If you mention to her that your chicken was dry, I guarantee you that woman will take care of it in a way you can't imagine. Like, they are...
What is she going to do?
No, she'll get you another one. She'll get you the wettest chicken you've ever had in your life. She'll chew the chicken and baby bird it into your mouth so it's wetter.
Perfect.
Like, that is like a family run killer Italian restaurant.
Yes. So the server then comes up at the end. She's like, how was everything? And I heard them go, it was great. My meal, delicious. And I heard the guy say, you know, it was great other than... I think the chicken, just a little dry. And just like you said, she went, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. What can we do to make it right? Like, that's not what we stand for. They're the best. Crinelli's is the best. I can't stress that enough. I don't want everyone to think they have dry chicken.
They really don't. I've had chicken there a couple times. It's amazing.
But when she said, well, what can we do to make it right? The man said, nothing. Nothing. I'm just wanted to let you know. And they said, we can take it off your bill. We'll replace it. Do you want? What do you want? And he said, no, I promise you, we're not like that. I just want to let you know that this happened. Like, we're not out to get a free meal. I love that.
Yeah.
And I have never seen that before. I've never seen just the turning down. And to me, as it feels like you're going through all of the awkwardness with none of the reward. You don't, you know, like for as, but I'm.
Yeah.
But are they doing it just to say the next chicken that comes out just like.
Exactly.
And
next
time we come here, hopefully it's. Remedy.
Yeah. So do you think they're in the industry themselves and it's kind of a wink wink like, Are there bartender things like that where it's like, hey, I'm just letting you know this was wrong, but I don't actually want comped or I don't want a refund or whatever.
You and I are so alike when it comes to, like, I could order a steak, rare plus, and you bring me Chilean sea bass, and I'm not saying a damn thing.
You wouldn't say a thing?
Not a
thing. Oh, you need a woman in your life.
100%.
We usually will go, his meal's wrong.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, no, it's not wrong. No,
my wife asked for a straw for me last night.
Yeah.
That is so sad. We're pathetic.
I know. What is
it? I don't want to be controversial. I don't want anybody mad.
It's not being controversial. You're providing feedback.
I can't do that.
I mean, I've never at a restaurant been like, oh, the chicken's a little dry. Even if it was, I would never say it.
But they do. It does benefit them to know. It's totally like, you put that under the warmer too long or something.
Mm-hmm.
But to go through the awkwardness, you should at least let them give you a dessert or some garlic knots to go. Or
and it was
only awkward because in your head it's awkward.
It's so awkward. That's it. In my head.
Yeah. It's not.
I think it was almost double awkward because the server did the right. It was like, oh my gosh, let me take care of it. And they're like,
please.
No. And then the server's like,
then why'd you tell me?
Okay, are you sure?
To provide feedback.
Yeah.
But so then, you can get better.
So then does she go back and go, yo,
just keep an eye on the chicken.
Yeah.
That's it.
Aaron's right. And I think Aaron's the only one out of all of us who might be brave enough to do this.
Yes.
I would.
We all need Aaron to be with us when we go out to eat. I need another straw.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.